Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
That's always an interesting trade, and more so each time we get to the USDA report weeks. On Thursday, we'll get some numbers for the WASD, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, but maybe more importantly, the size of the crop for corn and soybeans, as they will be harvested this fall. The crop production numbers due out at 11 o'clock. What is your thought as we look forward to that USDA report?
Well, you know, the one thing that we're sort of realistic about is that our crop was planted late. We don't have quite the numbers firm in hand that we would like to have at this point in time. And there's still going to be estimates rather than, you know, pretty much halfway written in stone like they have in the past years when we've been this far along, Todd. So, you know, we know that we've had extremely hot weather and dry weather in a lot of the areas. We do look for some of the production numbers to go down from last month. The big question is, you know, how many harvested acres are we going to have in corn and beans to go along with the yields for the acres? So it's going to be a big report, you know, to look at, but will it be traded much after it's done? I think next month's going to be a bigger report than this one.
Will USDA mess much with the harvested acreage figure?
I don't think they will on this one. I could be wrong, but I don't think they will.
Absolutely. Then turn your attention to the WASDE numbers, because that one, as we head into the month of September, we haven't had a whole lot of corn that's been harvested, a lot less than last year, maybe, I don't know, a billion bushels left or something like that, or 800 million, somewhere along those lines. So we haven't been filling the bins up very quickly. Might that number go down, or do you think USDA has it tagged pretty well?
Well, excuse me, I think that the one thing we're going to probably see is, you know, the carry-in is going to actually show a little lower this year because we didn't have the new crop stocks to use and sort of decide where the fluctuation is, that number. This might be the year we needed to sort of straighten out where we really were as to know what's going on that way. So that could be a little bit beneficial that we actually just actually finally figure out what our carry-out number is.
Okay, soybeans, as we look forward to that, many have been worried about this crop for the last couple of weeks. Any better signs, or is it still suffering?
Well, I think that depends on where you're at. You know, we've started some early bean harvest over in our area. They've all been upper 50s and higher. It seems like the earlier the beans are planted, the better they are, and the shorter season that does seem to be. But we're hearing some very good yields. And then we read on news wires, we're out west, there's some beans that look good, but they don't have a whole lot of pods on them. So it's going to be very much wait and see what this bean crop turns out to be. And it could turn out to be some fairly tight numbers.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Tuesday afternoon. Of course, you can hear Wayne again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org.